The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
We are here with Dawn Petgrave-Smith, and it's all about mental moment. Yeah, we're going to be talking about everything mental, everything. So help me welcome her back. Hi, Dawn. Are you good? Yes, we all know.
I am.
Nice. So let's chat. I know we are talking about the aftermath, Hurricane Melissa, and you know the emotions and the feelings of a lot of persons are going through. So let us know, you mentioned that you went to a school today, you know, to assist, to volunteer actually for kids and teachers on how to deal with and how to cope with what's going on. So let's learn more about that, and what are some of the concerns or challenges persons are facing right now? Now, we know some persons are displaced. We know some persons don't have anything. So how are you using your techniques and your experiences to, you know, help them cope with this much better?
All right. Thank you for that question, Karen V. And let me just first say that what you see on the news is terrible. Just add a couple of zeros to that.
Wow.
When you're in it, okay. I went to the gardening supply store. I was trying to get some topsoil to see if I could repot some of my plants. And there was a young lady that she just, you know, she's checking out, but she's just not there. And I said, "Hey, my lawn." And she said, "I can't smile right now." And I said, "Why not?" And she said, "I still haven't contacted my mom." But she still has to go to work. Just imagine the emotions that are going through. So there's still people missing. So far, there's 32 bodies that were found. And they're still finding bodies under the rubble. So even though, like, my parish is not as badly affected as St. Elizabeth, which is where the hurricane hit, we are still so badly affected. And if we feel this way, you can only imagine waking up, having built something for so long all your life, and wake up and you don't even
have. And it's gone.
So if you could just stop and process that for a minute, that's how people are feeling. Another thing that is happening that I need persons to pay attention that it actually is a thing is survival guilt. Right, survival guilt. So many persons are calling me and they're like, "Oh my God, I can't even sleep. I feel so bad that I am in my bed with light and electricity and people are homeless or people are dead." So now you start feeling guilty for being alive while others have died. So that's a real thing. And I want to caution persons against that. So when those emotions come on you, acknowledge them, but flip the script. I am still alive. I still have a roof over my head. I still have electricity. I still have running water. What can I do to help?
Right.
Versus being swallowed up in, you know, the remorse of the guilt. All right. So that's a real thing right now, because many persons are calling me and saying, "Boy, I feel so bad. I have, you know," so let's channel the energies. Let's use them to say, "How may I serve?" Carry in this season, all we can think of is, "How may I serve?" Yeah. All right? So to answer the question that you asked, when I ask the children how they are, some of them say sad, some of them say afraid. You know, some of them, of course, are happy just to be back at school and to see their friends, which is understandable. Many of the teachers, the one word that came from 90% of the teachers when I asked them to use one word to describe how they're feeling, the one word is grateful. And I think everybody's just being grateful that you're alive because you see the devastation. So now you're focused on being grateful that we're ignoring the other emotions, the fear, the anxiety. One person expressed that she has not slept for days.
Wow.
She just cannot sleep. Now, one of the things that we have to look for now or look out for are triggers. So every time you hear a sound, persons might start feeling anxious that, you know, it's a hurricane coming again. or it keeps you re-traumatized. Mm-hmm. And so that's some of what is happening. Another thing that is happening, Cara V, is that persons are still in the situation. So they wake up and they're re-traumatized every day.
Wow.
So it's not like, I've been so blessed where I have my parents' house, so I could leave my house, move away from the devastation, at least temporarily, and come stay with my parents. Not everybody has that privilege.
Yeah.
And this is why, for me right now, in this moment, serving is the best that we can do for our fellow man.
Nice. And as you explained that, especially the trauma part, you know, we've had so many instances, and here we had, I remember we had a big earthquake, I think it was in 2017 or 2019 or something like that, and that had me traumatized for a very long time. Any shake, that I would start to get anxious. And so I understand what you're talking about, whereby persons, any little rain or any kind of, you know, thunder or lightning, you know, they relive that trauma, and... I understand. I really do understand. So let's talk about solutions with regards to that traumatic feeling. How can persons cope with it? What can they do? Tell us. Because we have a lot of Jamaicans listening to us, see we. Just say.
Yes. So for the individuals who are in the devastation, there is no easy word. There is no easy phrase to say to them.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say, though, is as long as there is life, there is the hope to rebuild. And so I want persons to hold on to that. I am still alive. And for that, I can do it all over again.
Mm.
You know, in this moment, try to draw closer to friends and family. It's not the time to be isolated.
Right.
It's not the time to be isolated. On Sunday, I went back to my house, and I'm like, okay, I want to brave it out. I want to stay here so that I could possibly get some workmen in the morning. There's no light. There's no water. There's no internet. Let me tell you something. By about 5 o'clock, that whole place was jet black.
Wow.
I was like, there is no way I am staying in this house by myself.
Yeah.
So I have an aunt who lives about 3 miles away. So I walked to her house and spent the night with them. So... No, they don't have electricity, but it's the company. It's the comfort of
you're not
knowing
alone.
That, right, you're around others. And I'm telling you, man, if we should look back at the Bible and when God created man, not necessarily the male figure, but man, and he said, man should not, it is not good for man to
be
alone.
Yeah.
This experience teaches us that. It is not good for man to be alone. So... Even just to give somebody a hug, you know, comes in very handy right now. If you have people in Jamaica, this is not the time you text them, you know, leave a voice note, send a voice note, connect with them on a more personable level. If you have beef with friends or families, this is a great time to bridge that gap because everybody is hurting right now. And so for persons who can help, help.
Yeah.
This is a time where you can't even stop to think, okay, do they really need the help or are they scared?
No, just
time
help.
To think about.
Yeah.
Just help. The government has been getting a lot of help. A lot of countries are pouring in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful. What we have to bear in mind is that those things are going to the immediate affected area, right? Which is St. Elizabeth. But there's all the other parishes that have been affected.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when persons reach out, if you have family members, you know, and friends in Jamaica and you can help them specifically, then go ahead and do that. Because even in my parish, the aid that is coming through the government, they never reach me because the devastation is so much greater, you know, in the Western area. Right. So there are several organizations outside of the government official organization that are doing stuff and, you know, and helping. And if persons just pay attention to social media and platforms that you trust. So, for example, there's a ministry that I support, Sister to Sister Ministry. I know that they are doing an initiative. there's another group that other psychologists who are doing something right now, Hope Restored. They're also, you know, asking for donations. As a matter of fact, that company, Hope Restored, is the first company to say, hey, how can we help you with your initiative? So, you know, if persons want to help in my personal initiative, which is getting to these goals, of course, it's going to take gas, it's going to take, you know, energy, all these things to get to as many schools as possible. So I do have a donate link on my website, and I'll share that with you. And then if persons reach out, you can share that with them also. I also have an Amazon list of stress fidget toys for children and adults. So, you know, if persons don't want to send monies, they can just purchase something from the link. It comes straight to me. And what you're doing, you're providing materials, tools. So when I'm working with these kids, the teachers can have things that they can have conversations and just give them fidget tools to play with, and that will help to relieve stress. So that's how much I'm doing right now. There are other persons who had asked about helping to rebuild my farm. And here's why this is so important, rebuilding farm. St. Elizabeth is the breadbasket of Jamaica. Almost 90% of the country's food come from St. Elizabeth. St. Elizabeth is now flattened. So you can just see what is going to happen with food shortage on the island. So this is why it's important that, you know, persons are now looking at the farmers. There's one farmer in my farming group, you know, I'm in my farming group, and he has lost all his livestock. You know, so persons have lost their cows, they've lost their goats. One person lost 45,000 layer chickens.
Wow. 45,000.
Right. So how do you rebuild? You know, how do you rebuild from those things? And so if you know somebody in Jamaica, if you personally know somebody in Jamaica, just reach out to them and say, how may I serve you in this season? That's the best thing you can do.
Yeah.
How may I serve you in this season?
We have a phone call, Dawn. So let's take it. I want to hear from our listeners. Right. And so, guys, we are here with Dawn Petgrave-Smith. It's all about mental moments. And we are talking about the aftermath of Hurricane Melissa. Let me know your website again. I want them to go and check out the website. I think it's Soulful.
Yeah, I sent it in your chat. So it's soulfulserenityja.com.
Right, and there's a link there. Because you are doing voluntary work in talking and chatting with the schools and teachers and everything.
I'm offering free therapists, social therapies throughout the primary schools in Jamaica, as many as I can get to. I'm even urging persons, you know, if you are in a master's program, you're still a student, if you're retired and you want to join me, I crave the help, because maybe there is somebody in, let's say, another parish that can jump on the initiative, you know, so that we're reaching more schools as possible.
Yes. 625-2257 or 627-3223. I just saw you calling us. Give us a shout out. You can even send us a message on WhatsApp 306-1065. We are here with Dawn Petgrave-Smith, and it's all about mental moments. We do this every Tuesdays right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. 625-2257 or 627-3223. I just saw them calling, but they will call back. When they call back, we will take the call. So, Dawn, I want to ask you. I really want to ask you. Does this traumatic event of this hurricane, this natural disaster, does it have a long-term or a lifelong impact negatively? If so, how can persons deal with it or even overcome or even get over it, or can they not?
Okay, so it has the ability to.
Right.
And that depends on the person's level of tenacity and coping skills.
Mm-hmm.
Because you remember, one problem, two persons, two different responses. So What I would say in order for that not to happen is for persons to address the feelings, address the mental state that you're in, address the emotions. If you're feeling agitated, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling anxious, you know, talk with someone. I also know that the Jamaican Psychological Society, I know that they are putting a team together to be able to go into the areas that are most affected, right, to be able to offer, you know, therapies to persons. But it does have the ability to create a long-term impact and create what we call PTSD. However, that does not have to be the case. If persons allow themselves to talk about what they're going through and get the necessary professional help that they may need to prevent any form of long-lasting mental illnesses from this.
Right, I gotcha. Thanks so much for that. 625-2257 or 627-3223, because I really wanted to understand the impact on a person's mental health, especially when it comes to the aftermath of Hurricane Melissa. Now, coping, well, being there, and based on your experience, is it different from men to women, especially in dealing and coping with it? Because I remember you just mentioned about the story about the girl who you went to the agro shop, and the girl is working there, and she hasn't spoken to her mother or her family, and she can't breathe because she had to go to work. So let's talk more on that, and if men and women, you know, cope with something like this differently, based on your experience.
Okay, so as we know, because women are more emotional, we process things from emotions, from an emotional space. Men are more logical. So men are going to look at, how do I fix this quickly?
Right?
Men are looking for solutions, while women, we will sit in the emotion and regurgitate the emotion and re-traumatize ourselves over and over. So they deal with it differently, but it doesn't mean that they don't have the same impact. As a matter of fact, one of the teachers this morning at the school, I was asking them, what inner strength did you experience you had during the hurricane? Mm-hmm. And one lady said to me, she says, to be honest, I don't know if it's because my husband was there, but I slept for days. And I said to her,
sleep?
Slept through the hurricane? And she said, my husband was there. So that shows a sense of safety, right?
Wow.
A sense of safety with your husband, which I tell her, I said, girl, listen, when you go home, dig up your husband for me, okay? So, but I bring that up to say this, Carrie. Remember now, as a man in that house, everybody in the house is looking to you for protection, even though you are going through the same storm with everybody
else,
right? So it is harder on our men in this season. It you know, it's obviously harder on them. And so though we are expecting them to be strong for us, it is also important, Caribbean, that we are asking our men, how are you doing?
Right?
How can I serve you? This is a time to show deep appreciation, honey. I am so grateful and appreciative of you ensuring that we were safe, ensuring that we have enough food, enough to stay strong and to stay together. All right? Very, very important. But yes, we're all impacted the same way, but men process this different from women.
Right. And let's talk about children. Is the process dealing with it differently based on your experience?
Oh, yes, definitely. Now, the thing is that because the mind is not fully developed until age 25, many children do not know how to articulate what they are feeling.
Right.
All right. A lot of them may draw closer to you now because of fear. They hear the sound. Harry, remember, I said, where I am, we were just getting the outskirts of the hurricane, and it did so much. The winds sounded like it was angry. If you ever watch a horror movie and you hear the sounds and you're waiting to see what's going to come out of the dark,
it was that.
And we were not directly hit. So you can just imagine these little minds, all right? The good thing is that the children who are in a dual parent home, it becomes easier. But for children who are in single parent home, especially the mothers alone, it may hit a little bit different. And it may hit different for boys than for girls, mm-hmm. because the boy now wants to become the protector of the mom.
Yeah.
But you're afraid, you're a little child. So out of this, you know, if we're not careful, a boy who may feel as though he could have not done anything to protect his mom, you know, or his sister, may end up feeling some form of insecurities and inefficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
So ensure that we're spending time with our children to talk about this. How did you feel? You know, what impacted you the most? What can I do to make it better for you? Let us use this opportunity to also be having greater conversations with our children.
Right, right. Thank you so much for that, Dawn. And guys, it's just about 5:30. If you're now joining us, good afternoon and welcome. This is the Mental Moment, which we do every Tuesday. It's right here on Freedom 106.5 FM with the... Send us those messages on WhatsApp at 306-1065. And don't forget, you can even give us a call at 625-2257 or 627-3223. Let me remind you, go and check out Dawn's website, Soulful Serenity, at soulfulserenityja.com. And yeah, y'all can donate, you know. Yeah. Even you can check out on social media. Let me check here. Kyrie, good afternoon to you. Please send the presenter Dawn details, of course. That's no problem. I'll do that for you. Paul, thanks so much. Yeah, because I mean, this aftermath, Dawn, it ain't easy, you know. And a bit, and what you mentioned before, what we see on TV and on social media, it's nothing compared to being there in person.
No.
And I want to say thanks so much for doing what you do, because people are going through so much things right now, and you are one person. You are just one person that I know who is actually trying to help and, you know, going out there and volunteering. And I want to say big up to you, Dawn, and thanks so much, because people need it. All right? And if you want to assist Dawn, please do so. Check out her social media pages. Check out, is Mental still on, so that they can message you on Facebook as well?
Yes, but it's easier because of, well, now I'm doing so much more therapies. It's easier to get me at the Soulful Serenity page.
All right. Okay.
Soulful Serenity JA on Instagram. And for people who have TikTok, TikTok is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Dawn Smith Farms.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. We got that one. So 625-2257 or 627-3223. Yes, sure. I would send you the information in a short while. So, Dawn, how can workplaces support employees who may still be emotionally affected by the hurricane? As you mentioned about the story earlier on this afternoon, and I cannot imagine how that young lady would have been feeling. Just imagine, you still have to come out to work and you don't know what's going on with your parents. That's crazy. So how can employers, you know, work hand in hand with employees to give them that sense of ease, as I would call it? What can they do?
Carrie, let me just first say I appreciate you for this conversation. So thank you for that.
Yes, and if I'm not.
No, yes. What I shared with the principal this morning when I went to the school, I said to her, we have to bear in mind that all these teachers have experienced the same trauma that we have experienced, but they are expected to now get back to a curriculum and get it done.
Yeah.
So I said, you need to set up a mental wellness space in your staff room where they can just go and relax and get a cup of tea, put a sofa, put a plant, put some jazz music, whatever you can do to create that wellness session so they know there's a space if they need 5 minutes to just take time out and go there.
Mm-hmm.
So I need employers to understand this. If your employees are not mentally well, your business is going to suffer. That is just inevitable. So it is so important now more than ever that you are making accommodation for the mental wellness of your staff. I offer something that is called Employee Assistance Program,
the EAP.
The EAP. So some companies have jumped on. And what that does, you offer this, the company pays, and then employees can book their own session with me.
Right.
You don't need to be in Jamaica. You know, throughout the Caribbean, I can access employee assistance program because the sessions are virtual. That's something that I would encourage every employer. It is going to affect your bottom line. So if you want to achieve your target, it is best for you to invest in your staff mental wellness right now. Get creative, right? Get creative. I share with one person, print out on papers, you know, just motivational quotes for the day. And every employee comes in every time they clock in, just have them take a quote. Something as simple as that, you know? Maybe provide pizza Fridays, you know, for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know, maybe do coffee and donuts in the mornings. We have to help to uplift the spirit of the persons that our businesses and the future of our businesses are in their hands. And again, if you are listening and you are an employer and you want to be able to do something for your staff, you can just, again, go on my website, contact me, and I'll be happy to do a consultation with you so that you can structure a package that is great for your staff.
Yeah. All right, I got you. Thanks so much, Dawn. We have a voice note. Well, two voice notes. So let's hear from Roel. Let's hear what he has to say.
Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Roel.
Girl, I went out whole day today, girl. The old boy, real tired and already choked.
Aye.
And thing. And but here now, I wanted to give you all Saint night joke.
Oh, all right. Well, not a joke right now.
Yeah, Carrie. So if you receive that, spoil that voice, not just now.
All right, Roel, I got you. Thanks so much. We're here with Dawn Pettigrew Smith. It's all about mental moment. So let's get back into it, Dawn. I know we just have a few minutes again. Now, we're talking about community and resilience because, as you mentioned, Jamaicans are resilient. How can we reduce the stigma around seeking psychological help, especially after a traumatic natural disaster? Because some people think that, you know what, let me just be the bigger man in the whole picture and I don't need that. And how do we reduce that type of stigma?
Well, first of all, right now, we don't need nobody to be playing no hero or no mental hero. If you're hurting, open your mouth and say you're hurting. If you feel like you need to cry, cry. If you feel like you need 10 minutes by yourself, it is in your best interest to take that 10 minutes for yourself. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. There is no wealth. There is no good life without great mental wellness. And every single person is affected in some way or another right now. So this is not the time to have shame and to worry about what anybody thinks about you. You are responsible for your own rescue. You have to become a part of your own rescue. And Carrie, we need to move away from this nonsense in the Caribbean that if you speak to, I don't need a therapist because only mad people, you know, speak to therapists. Mm. Mad people cannot speak to therapists. They are booked in a mental hospital.
Mm.
All right? Now, what therapists do, we help you to cope with life challenges, with life traumas, like this one that we are experiencing right now.
Mm.
So this is my mantra to everybody. Let us throw those myths out the door. We have just suffered a trauma.
Hmm.
This is the time when we come together and ask, how are you really feeling?
Yes. And how can we assist? I love that.
And how can we assist? Yeah. Absolutely. How can I serve you?
Yes.
How can I serve you in this season?
Yes. So, guys, we are here with Dawn Pettigrew Smith. I have a few voice notes to play. I have two more voice notes to play. But before we head to the voice notes, guys, go and check out Dawn's website, soulfulserenityja.com, as she is volunteering, you know, assisting schools and teachers and children, you know, being there for them, talking with them to help them overcome this traumatic natural disaster. And she needs help as well. So we need your help. So check out her website, soulfulserenityja.com, to donate. Mm-hmm. So let me get this voice note here really quickly. This is from Phoenix. Let's hear from him.
Kari, good afternoon again. I'm so sorry to hear what happened to Dawn and her property there and all the other people in Jamaica. I just hope that, you know, with all the help that they get in, that sooner or later things could get back to normal in the country and everything could start back running as it was. You know, so I just wish her all the best. And yeah, let's see how things goes with all the help they get in. I really, really hope that things get back in motion really, really quickly.
Yes.
And Carrie, tell her to keep strong and keep on keeping the people strong. I know she's a good psychologist, so she'll be there to help a lot of people out there who would need it.
Mm. Hey, thank you so much for that, Phoenix. Thanks so much for your voice note. Yeah, she appreciates it a lot.
Thank you.
Yes. So last but not least, Dawn, because I know we have to wrap up really, really soon. You have so much to do, so much to get done. And it's a lot. I know it's a lot. I have been seeing videos. I've seen the video, and it brought a tear to my eye, because I can't imagine us going through something like that right here in Trinidad and Tobago. I mean, we just always have our floods and things, but the devastation that we saw in Jamaica, it's nothing compared to what we've experienced. Because we have this saying, God is a trinity, but it's not that. It's where we are geographically placed in the world. All right? So I really, really feel it. And I want to urge persons, again, go check out soulfulserenityja.com and go and donate, because everybody needs the assistance. And as you mentioned before, Dawn, a lot of y'all are getting a lot of help, but most of the help is going straight to the most devastated parishes.
Area.
Yeah.
Right. Areas. And not only that, Carrie, but the focus is the physical help.
Right.
We're not thinking so much about the emotional and mental well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the physical health, if you're not in your right mind, none of that will matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so while it's necessary, you know, as a psychologist, I'm like, all right, let's not forget the other part of the man. We have to look at the holistic man. So any donation will help to get me to as many schools as possible, and to be able to get as many supplies, because I love to have, you know, supplies and tools when I'm working with the kids and stuff to leave with them, so that I tell you, there's one school that I am donating a plan for every classroom.
Wow.
So, you know, it gives them something of rebirth, mm-hmm. of life. It gives the students something to nurture,
mm-hmm.
you know, and something to do. So as God gives me wisdom, I pour out. But in this season, I know that my responsibility is to serve my nation.
Yes, yes, I gotcha. Last but not least, so what's one message you'd like to leave with listeners who may still be struggling emotionally after Hurricane Melissa, and even our locals here who have family across there in Jamaica? What's the final message to them?
I think my message is the reminder that when you take that breath, that first breath in the morning when you wake up, it's a sign that you have life.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you have life, together we will rise again. Cheer up.
Mm. Thank you so much, Dawn. And I want to thank you for joining us today, taking the time, because I know it has been a hectic few weeks. But I know next week we'll be here again. Same time, same place.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you so much. Be Perfect. Safe. And continue doing the good job that you just do now. Please, I'm begging you. 110.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.